Good evening, everybody. My name's Jeff Penfield from 88.5 FM. This is kind of what we're all about, is supporting musicians. And I know there's a lot of members in the crowd, so if you are a member, thank you so much for your support of the station. If you're not, you can go and do that online at 88.5fm.org. We've got a couple of places where you can donate. You can donate your car, you can sponsor us. There's lots of different ways you can support us. But at the end of the day, even just coming to the shows and sharing us on social media, we really do appreciate all the passion that we have from our fans. And we try to give it back to you with the artists. And this is an artist we've been passionate about for a long, long time. I don't know if you remember his original big song that he had called Let It Go. We were one of the first stations in the country to start playing that, and we're so proud that we've been able to continue supporting him. I don't know, you've been hearing his song called Hell or High Water lately. It's on an album called Runaway that's coming out soon. He's also going to be having another show, so if you want to see him again, he's going to be at the Belasco Theater on November 6th. So please give a nice warm welcome to Passenger.
Thank you so, so much. This is exciting. How you doing, LA? You okay? You feeling good? You having a nice time? Excellent. I'm going to do my best to bring the mood down, make you all feel completely and utterly miserable for half an hour. And the first song is called Fairy Tales and Firesides, and it goes something like this. Just the sound of the ocean. Shh. Well, we are bitter losers, snarling through our smiles. We're the lost boys in the supermarket aisles. We're Christmas dogs dumped by the side of the road. Confused, we'll run for miles. We're road rage, we're stone age, we're wild. We are busted light bulbs in a backstreet neon sign. With a shaking gun in the service station line. We drink though we're drunk, we'll sink though we've sunk.
Oh.
No need to panic, we're fine. That wasn't my subtle way of saying we're sinking, we're fine. We are fine. We're rampaging, missing back pages in our spine. And we long for journeys on the roadside. Yeah, we long for starlight and the low tide. Yeah, we long for fairy tales and fire sides. Yeah. Coffee house cynics, too righteous, too rigid to believe. We're disappointed romantics, scraping the hearts from our sleeves. With a toothless drunk, with the aging punk. Oh, we are Adam with the apple and we Eve. We are beggars with shining pennies on our knees. We long for sunlight on these hillsides. you long for yesterday's in hindsight. You see, we long for fairy tales and firesides. No, no. Yeah, we long for carnivals, fairground rides. See, we long for journeys on the roadside. Where we long for fairy tales and fire. Thank you for being so lovely and quiet. Thank you. The most depressing start to a gig ever. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you all so much. And thank you to 88.5 for having us, for putting this wonderful event on. I've been doing quite a few of these sort of radio gigs recently, and quite often it's in a boardroom somewhere or something like that. It's not often on a sun-kissed boat in California. I've got a lot to complain about right now. It's a tough life. You guys don't understand, yeah. That's why I write all these sensitive songs, you see. Talking of sensitive songs, I have a new sensitive song out as a single. It's called Hell or High Water. And, all right, at least 19 of you like it, which is a fantastic start, and we can only build from there. Sing along with me if you know the words. Was it a trick of the light, or a shot in the dark? Was it hell or high water that broke our hearts? Was it something I said, or just a cruel twist of fate? Was it hell or high water? And is it too late? Oh, is it too late? Well, all my life I've been searching for someone to show me how it feels to be loved and how to love somebody back. And after stumbling through the years, I thought I found you just to see you fading out into the night. Was it a trick of the light, or a shot in the dark? Was it hell or high water that broke our heart? Was it something you said, or just a cruel twist of fate? Was it hell or high water, and is it too late? See, all my life I've been silently reaching for a hand to hold, to warm the cold, a spark of light to guide me through all right. And after stumbling through the years, I thought I found you just to see you fading out into the night. Was it a trick of the light, or a shot in the dark? Was it hell or high water that broke our hearts? Was it something we did, or just a cruel twist of fate? Was it hell or high water? And is it too late? Oh, and is it too late? Hey, 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 hey. Was it a knife in my back, or a fork in the road? Was it hell or high water that left us alone. Is it really game over? Is it really checkmate? Is it hell or high water? And is it too late? Oh, is it too late? Danke schön. Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. So if everybody keeps on watching that on YouTube, just on repeat, just keep on watching it the whole time. I've got my mum and dad doing that, just sitting at home. And got it up to 8 million now. They're exhausted, but the rewards are obvious.
It's 88.5 FM. Jeff Penfield joined live on a Hornblower cruise right now by Passenger. He's got a new album called Runaway coming out and playing at the Belasco Theater coming up on November 6th for a little bit bigger audience than this. But thank you for coming out and playing on this kind of hot day.
Man, it's such a pleasure. What a beautiful spot. I've never been to this part of LA before. So it's, yeah, it's cool. Very cool.
Well, that's the nice thing about the shore. It's not, you know, we're mainly in the valley where it's like 105 degrees and
that's
here
right.
It's like 85. It's
yeah,
like
if you're going to do it.
20 degree difference.
We picked a good day, right? Yeah.
And speaking kind of going to different places, this album kind of has its roots traveling in North America, you know, and through your life. You know, why did you decide that this was the time to take a look at some of your adventures here?
Yeah, it's funny, you know, my dad's actually from the States. He's from New Jersey. And I've been coming to the States my whole life, and I've got a lot of family here still. And, you know, it's my second home, really. But I sat down with all the songs before we went into the studio and realized that it had this real kind of American sound to it, you know, not to mention there were two or three songs on the record that were specifically about places here. So, you know, there's a track about Detroit, there's one about Yellowstone National Park. It just kind of fitted. It just felt like actually this would be a really cool time to make like an American record. So went into the studio with that in mind, and there's a lot of banjos and mandolins and lap steel and that kind of thing. And then really to top it off, I came on a road trip with three really good friends of mine, and we traveled around for a month and shot videos for all of the songs on the record. So there's a different video for every song on the record from a different place in the States. Yeah. Cool.
And so as you started bringing in lap steel and banjo and mandolin, were those ever instruments that you've used before?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up on American music, man. You know, like my dad got me into lots of Bob Dylan and The Band and James Taylor and that kind of thing. So it's definitely a heavy influence anyway. I think with this record, we probably just embraced it, you know, even more and didn't shy away from it. And I really enjoyed having that direction in the studio.
And the title track was kind of an interesting one. You threw in a little bit of horn, so it kind of had that southwestern.
Right.
Have you heard of Calexico before?
Yeah, I love Calexico.
Yeah, that was the first band that came to mind with that one.
Yeah.
Like, what was the inspiration behind that? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, my friend Ross Irwin, he's a brilliant horn player, and he actually arranged all the strings on the record as well. But he came down to the studio and we were talking strings, and then he heard that song, and he was like, I've got my trumpet in my bag. Let me try something, because, you know, I feel like it could work. And yeah, it's one of those happy accidents that in the end it really made the track. And again, you know, gave it a real, as you say, that kind of desert kind of border town kind of feel about it, you know. I'm gonna play, I make a lot of jokes about how sad my music is, but this next song really is depressing. And I mean, it really is. But it comes comes with a bit of a story, if that's okay. I'm not going to take too much of your time with it. Basically, I started smoking when I was a lot younger, when I was about 15, and so did he, and he's still proud of it. Good lad. But I started smoking at school, like a lot of people do, because all the cool kids are smoking, and you know, you're insecure at that age. I'm still very insecure at 34, but at 15 I was even more so, and I thought, right, if I start smoking, then that makes me cool as well. And so I coughed my way through the first few cigarettes, and by the time I realized it didn't make me cool, I really liked smoking. And
smoked for several years, and then it took me several years to kick the habit. And I don't know if any of you guys have been through that process. It's a horrible thing to have to go through. It takes a long time sometimes. I kept on doing this really boring thing where I'd smoke for a few months, and then I'd give up for a few months, and I'd smoke for a few... Almost as boring as this story, actually. I was going through this process a few years ago, and I was touring America, actually, and I remember lying awake in my hotel room in Minneapolis. Anybody been to Minneapolis? All of you. All right, cool. They just flew you all in from Minneapolis. Seems like an expensive way of doing it. Right? But it's a really nice town. I remember lying awake. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and all I could think about was smoking. And so much so, it got to the point where I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go and get some. So I got up and went to the nearest gas station. And at 3 o'clock in the morning on like a Thursday in Minneapolis, there's not anybody around. I didn't see a single person because they're all on a boat in LA. But I finally got to this gas station, and there's this one old man there, and he was stood outside with this beautiful motorcycle, and he was stood there, and he had this big flowing beard, grey hair, and he was smoking a cigarette. And to be fair, he did look really cool, actually. And I walked past him, and he said the weirdest thing. He said, "This is the best cigarette I've ever had in my life," which for somebody who couldn't think about anything other than smoking was a strange thing to hear. So I went over to him, and we had this 5-minute conversation that I will never forget. And this is where the story isn't funny, because this guy had been recently diagnosed with lung cancer, and he didn't know how long he had left to live, and he made this decision to buy this motorbike that he'd always wanted and ride it from the West Coast to the East Coast and live the rest of his life in New York with his kids and his grandkids. And don't know, it just hit home for the first time. It really kind of made sense to me. And I didn't buy cigarettes that night. I said thank you to that guy, and I walked back to my hotel. I wrote this song over the next few weeks, and I would like to dedicate it to that man wherever he is now. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for listening to the story. This is Riding to New York. I hope you enjoy it. He was dark and overcast, with long grey hair and eyes that stared through me like I was glass. I asked, "Where are you going to?" He said, "I'm the wind, I'm just blowing through." He lit up a cigarette and began to talk. Well, the doctors told me my body won't hold me, my lungs are turning black. Been lucky strikes full since I was at school, and there ain't no turning back. They can't tell me how long I've got, maybe months, but maybe not. So I'm taking this bike and I'm riding to New York. Cause I wanna see my granddaughter one last time. Wanna hold her close and feel her tiny heartbeat next to mine. Wanna see my son and the man he's become. Tell him I'm sorry for the things I've done. I'd do it if I had to walk. I'm taking this bike and riding to New York. Through the forests of Wisconsin that I knew as a boy,
Bossy skyline of Chicago, round the lakes of Illinois. I lay my head in a motel bed when my back gets sore and my eyes turn red, and listen to the trucks roll past my door. Through the fields of Ohio, as the sunshine paints them gold, I run like a river runs, rapid, quick, and cold. And fly through Pennsylvania and the Jersey Turnpike tolls, and I won't stop till I get to New York. 'Cause I wanna see my granddaughter one last time. Wanna see her eyes sparkling and stare back into mine. Now my time is short, I wanna see my daughter, tell her I'm sorry for the things I taught her, and I'd do it if I had to walk. Well, I'm taking this bike and I'm riding to New York. When I go up to the churchyard one last time, lay flowers down for the woman who gave me the best years of my life, and I would do it if I had to walk. I'd do it if I had to walk. I'm taking this bike and I'm riding to New York.
Just a seal, don't worry about it. I've always dreamed of doing a duet with Seal, but I didn't think. I totally get it if you want to go out and see the seal. Way to ruin the end of a sad song, right?
Well, hello darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again.
It's a brand new song.
Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision it was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of seals. In restless dreams I walked along narrow streets of cobbled stone, beneath the halo of a street lamp I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light, and it split the night and touched the sound of silence. A fool said, I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows, you my words and I might teach you. Touch my hand and I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, they fell. And echoed in the well of silence. See, the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls. But don't you see they were lost? And thank you so much for silence, no. Oh.
You guys are adorable. Thank you so much for being so lovely and quiet. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Your video for Hell or High Water, very, very fitting that you go to the desert for that one, number one, since you're talking about water in the song and you're in the desert. But what were some of the reasons you picked, it was Monument Valley, Valley of Fire, Death Valley, Joshua Tree. Why did you pick those for that particular song on that video?
I think, you know, when I came up with the idea, I started thinking about where we would shoot different videos for different songs. And as I said, you know, there were some that were really obvious, you know, Detroit for the Detroit song.
So you actually did those for those
songs? Sure. There's one about my dad growing up, so we obviously went to New Jersey for that one. And so a lot of them kind of, you didn't have to think about it, but for Hell or High Water, for some reason the desert's always been in my head, and I think it's a really big song. It's a really epic sounding song, but there's a real loneliness about it as well. And I think the desert's exactly that. It's epic, it's massive, it's tremendous to be a part of, but you feel very lonely and very insignificant as well. So I think that kind of really works with the song, yeah.
And going very opposite, the live version that you've released so far was on Venice Beach.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, with the ocean in the background.
Yeah.
So as you did the live ones, like, how did you kind of pick, obviously, the Detroit song in Detroit? How'd you pick some of the other spots for those songs?
We were a lot looser with, you know, so we had a plan for where, you know, the routing of where we would go, and had a plan for those official videos. But for the live ones, we always just wanted to leave it to be off the cuff. You know, we're driving along, you see a beautiful, you know,
lay by a river in Colorado, and you stop and you record and film, and there's something really lovely and spontaneous about that. So I'm so glad we did those live versions, because I feel like we really kind of take people on that journey with us when we show those clips. Yeah.
Were there any of those that were kind of particularly hard to get to or to record at?
Yeah, you know, like, because we're recording live in those situations as well. So all it takes is, you know, one car to drive past or a woodpecker to start banging on the tree at the wrong time. And the whole thing has to start again. But I think that's part of its charm as well, right? Like, if you're recording outside, it's warts and all. You kind of have to accept all of the imperfections. And I think that's what makes those tracks so special, actually.
I don't usually play this song. It's a very quiet little song, but if it's okay with you guys, I'm going to play it. It's a song on my last album. It's called And I Love Her, and it's for anybody who is here with a special someone today. It goes like this. She's a whistle on the wind, a feather on the breeze, a ripple on the stream. She is sunlight on the sea, soft summer rain falling gently through the breeze, and I love her. She's cunning as a fox, clever as a crow, solid as a rock. She is stubborn as a stone, a hard-headed woman, and the best one that I know, and I love her. Yeah, well, I love her. Well, she's new as the springtime, strong as autumn blows, warm as summer and soft as the snow. She's a thousand miles from here, but she's everywhere I go, and I love her. Well, she loves me like a woman, she looks like a lady, she laughs like a child and cries like a baby. Maybe she's the one that's gonna save me. You guys remember this song, right? Please help me sing it if you can. Cause you only need the light when it's burning low, gone. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Come on, LA, don't be shy. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. You let her go. Staring at the bottom of your glass, hoping one day you make a dream last. Dreams come slow and go so fast. You
see you when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. 'Cause you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. You know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. You're staring at the ceiling in the dark. Same old empty feeling in your heart. Love comes slow and goes so fast. Well, you see her when you fall asleep. Never to touch and never to keep. 'Cause you love her too much and dive too deep. Oh. You only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. So let her go. Oh, oh. Let her go. Oh, oh. Let her go. Cause you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go.
Go on.
Only know you've been. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go.
Bless you. Thank you very much. You're very kind. Thank you very much, Los Angeles. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I didn't write the album with America in mind. You know, it was much more of a sort of afterthought where it was like, hang on a minute. You know, as I said, like two or three songs are really American, and the rest of them just kind of felt like they had that kind of. Maybe it's a naive thing that English people think, but it's that kind of, I don't know, classic American road trip swagger about them. You know, if I was to drive across America, I'd want to put the Eagles on, or, you know, like that kind of thing. And yeah, you want that kind of feel good drive music. And I think this record is quite upbeat, actually, certainly for Passenger. And I think it does have that kind of like, it's easy to drive to, it's quite feel good, and hopefully people can enjoy it in those moments.
And we've already heard with Hell or High Water and some of the other songs, you've come out with really big sounds coming out of it too. You know, it's there are times when, you know, and like you're doing today, you're just solo, which you can do all by yourself, but there's a lot of these that you, like you said, there's string arrangements, there's banjos, there's mandolins. You really decide to build it up on this one, it sounds like.
For sure, and you know, that's something I've always loved to do. You know, I usually do tour solo. You know, I've played live with the band once or twice, but over the years it's been mainly solo stuff. But then when we get into the studio, it's a real opportunity to create a bigger version of these songs, you know. And I, you know, I think there are some people who come to the live show, and because it's so different to the record, I think some people see that as a bit of a disconnect. But personally, I love the fact that the two things are so different.
And at the end of the day, it's, you know, the power of the song itself. It strips it down to its core.
Hopefully, or lack thereof. But that's down to the audience to decide. Yeah.
So what's the plan for, you're coming to Belasco November 6th. What's the plan for this tour?
Yeah, it's going to be a solo tour, and actually we're playing slightly smaller venues this time. The last record that we released, the last big record we released, we were doing sort of full band stuff, and it was I think we did the Wiltern here, but
yeah, you've done the Wiltern I think the last couple of times.
That's
so this
right.
is kind of like, so this is more like an intimate show that you're going for in this one then.
I think I've just got to the stage in my career where it's like, you know what, I kind of miss those moments a little bit, you know, where it's slightly smaller, where you can really feel the intimacy. You can come off the microphone, maybe you can, it's just like one size down, you know. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to playing those venues again, for sure.
Cool. Well, thanks again for coming here and playing for 88.5 FM members. It's Passenger. New album is Runaway, playing at the Belasco Theater November 6th. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, man. Cheers.
It's 88.5 FM.
And let me do what I do. I really appreciate it. And thank you to 88.5 as well for support. And I really, really appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Do you have time for one more song? Is that okay? Would have been very awkward if you'd have said no, so thank you very much. Guys, thank you. It was a real pleasure to play for you today. Thank you for coming down. Thank you for getting on this boat with me. When I wrote this last song, I was pretty worried about the state of planet Earth, and now I am frankly terrified by it. I don't know if anybody else feels like that, but... this song is called Scare Away the Dark, and... if you know it, then please feel free to sing along. I've been Passenger, you've been wonderful. I'll see you next time. Thank you very much.
Well, sing. Sing at the top of your voice. Can you love without fear in your heart? Go on, feel. Feel like you still have a choice. If we all light up, we can scare away the dark. Wish our weekdays away, spend our weekends in bed. We drink ourselves stupid and work ourselves dead. And all just because that's what mum and dad said we should do. But we should run through the forests, we should swim in the streams, we should laugh, we should cry, we should love, we should dream, we should stare at the stars and not just at screens. You should hear what I'm saying and know what it means to sing. Go on. Sing out the top of your voice. Can you love without fear in your heart? Come on, feel. Feel like you still have a choice. If we all light up, we can scare away the dark. Well, we wish we were prettier, richer and younger. It's all you can eat, but we're aching with hunger. Cause there's no nutrients in the shit that they feed us. The footage they show us and the stories they read us. There's no money for the homeless, no money for welfare, no money for schooling or adequate healthcare. There is just no money here, said the rich to the poor. But it's funny how there's money when we're going to war. And the billionaires that don't seem to have to pay taxes tell us it's all good, say it's all fantastic. Please don't rock the boat, don't do anything drastic, just sit back and watch marine life choking on plastic. So sing, God, sing out the top of your voice. Can you love without fear in your heart? Go on, feel. Feel like you still have choice. If we all light up, we can scare away the dark. Sing it all, oh, 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 go on. Oh, 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 oh. Are you guys up for singing with me? Is that okay? Sing it all, oh, 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 oh. Feel free to stand up if it feels better. Sing it all. Everybody sing it, come on! Sing it all, oh, 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 oh. oh, oh. Sing it all now and oh. It's wonderful. Oh, 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 oh. A little louder now at all. Oh, 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 oh. Sing it out now at all. Oh, 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 oh. Sing it out now. And oh, 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 one last time now, oh, 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 oh. Love you guys. Thank you so much for having me. I've been Passenger. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.